Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples joins us today to tell us why family gardens are not a thing of the past.
Well, Tony, they certainly are not a thing of the past in my family. And how about you?
No, we've got them.
Well, I'm excited to see my neighbors across the fence out there working in the garden. And I'm particularly excited because they have their children out there with them. And it kind of lets them know where our food really comes from. All it really takes is either a backyard garden spot that may be built up with some landscape timbers around it, or you can even use pots growing right on your patio, and you can have tomatoes, peppers, herbs, all kind of good things that makes your family mealtime even better.
So what about raised garden beds?
Well, you have a lot of different options. You might be surprised at the quantity of vegetables that you can grow in just a couple of raised beds. You're not going to produce everything you want, but it can make your grocery budget a little friendlier. Plus, when the growing season is over for one item, you have the option of planting something else, which keeps it interesting. When properly planned, your family can have some variety of vegetables or fruits growing almost year-round in most parts of Texas.
So it sounds like there's a lot of advantages there.
Well, there's certainly an economic advantage. You look at the cost of a package of seeds and then think about the potential yields and the fresh produce you'll have throughout the season. Plus, a family that gardens together just passes on very important information that transcends beyond gardening. It also enables you, Tony, to be a good neighbor and to share that with your friend.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN.